from the parish. Okay, easy. Today is a much easier daf. Today is daf yud. We're going to have enough test in the days in the parish. Koy Mashiach Shechata. Okay. Daf test on the day. Test on the day. Sefer Horis. Sefer Horis. Got it? New pair. Koyim Mashiach Shechata v'yachach Avar min Shichusa. Koyim Gadol, which did an Avera. For this halakha called an Avera, he brings a special carbon. And in this, going in the case of a Koyim Gadol, fulfills all the conditions. What are the conditions necessary for a Koyim Gadol to bring a special carbon? He has to do a Hehara. When Makash la Ashma Asa'am, Chazorah from the last Afim, then the Koyim Gadol has to, is equated to the Tzibur. And just like the Tzibur, the only time the Tzibur brings a par, and not a kivso or seira, is only when
the Bezdin
is a chayra. Likewise, right. The Kohen Gadol must issue. There's a critical point because the Gemara is going to mefalpel on this point. Nachamol, this he said, a Kohen Gadol must issue a chayra before he does the avera in order to be chayef his unique carbon, and that is a par. A regular person brings a kivso or a seira. So here we have a carbon that he did an Avera, which at this moment in time, if we bring the carbon, he would have to bring a carbon, a par. And then what happened? He was demoted. He was deposed. The Achar Kach Ovar, he was removed. He was removed from office. He was indicted.
Which we discussed yesterday about whether...
Melech, right. So yes, it's about a Melech. Here, this is another carbon gadol. So here, what?
I'm reading the Mishnah.
So it says over here, the Achar Kach Ovar, Mimishuk, give me the shir.
Tomorrow could be away.
You could
be away also.
You could be away tomorrow. I'm going to the mitzvah. To Chaim Berlin. What's his name? Weiss. Of Moshe Meir Weiss's brother. It's making a bar mitzvah. V'achakach ovar mimeshichusa. Then the Kohen Gadol, he was removed from office. So what is Allah? Now Shalavi is that now he realizes he didn't have there. Now he first discovers he didn't have there when he was the Kohen Gadol. Question. Does he bring, he's a private person. Since he has been removed from being the Kohen Gadol, he's L'choira, he is a private person. He no longer is planning on going in L'fnai V'l'fim in the Yom Kippur.
Even though the Chiv happened when he was
a Kohen Gadol. Right. So the question over here is, since the Chiv happened when he was a Kohen Gadol, he should bring a par, the unique carbon of the Kohen Gadol. Do we say that since at this moment in time he's no longer a Kohen Gadol, he's not planning on going in Yom Kippur, this Yom Kippur, L'fnai V'l'fim, the Kohen Shakadoshim. So therefore he's like a Hedyot, he's an ordinary citizen, therefore he should bring a Kivso or a Seira. Mm-hmm. And for the Mishnah says, no, it doesn't matter. Once a Kohen Gadol, you're always a Kohen Gadol. It does not go away. The status remains. The reason, I take it back, is because since the Chiyuv was upon him when he was a Kohen Gadol, that Chiyuv never goes away. Since he did the Aveda when he was a Kohen Gadol, L'choladeus, so the male it was chal upon him a par. So just because now at this moment in time he's not a Kohen Gadol, so what? The Chiyuv remains upon him when he was a Kohen Gadol. Next.
Reina Chanami, if he did the same Avera afterwards.
Oh, that's the second part of the mission. It's part B. Very good. Mamash Mechad Lech, Mamash Mechad, Mamash, he's on the ball tonight. Tonight's a good sign. He's in Mechad into every line. He always does this. He has this ability.
Osmosis from you, my friend.
Forget about it. Melech does not need to issue a chayrof.
He doesn't conclude.
Period.
So what is that? Maybe he's going to bring a par. Let's go to the next line.
The halacha is, so what is the halacha? No, now we have to remember, a melech, what special carbon he brings? A sawyer. If a melech eats chelev, and then he remembers he ate chelev, what does he bring? He brings a sawyer, not a kifso or a seira. The private person brings a kifso seira, the seira brings a par. A melech brings a sawyer. But he only did this when he was a melech. Now he has been deposed.
And he still brings a sar.
And then he remembers what he did. So since the chiv was chalapan when he was a melech, he brings a sar. Next now. So what is halacha? So the koyim mashiach mevi. So what's halacha in these two cases? The koyim mashiach mevi par. The hanasi mevi sawyer. So the Mishnah tells us what the halach is that even since they did the aver when they were
hanasi kehedjet.
Hanasi. No. Don't say that. What do you say that?
The second part.
We didn't do that here.
I thought you just said that.
No. Now we go to part B. Part B. It's four lines down. Yeah. We now are beginning part B. Mashiach Shavar Mimashichus, first he is removed from office. He's no longer a Kohen Gadol. He's no longer planning on going to Kosher Gadol Lefnei Lefnei. The Achar Kach Chota, and then he does an Aveira. V'chein HaNasi Shavar, a Melech has been removed from office. Migdulasa, the Achar Kach Chota. So now the question is, what carbon do they bring? So the Mishnah teaches us, the Kohen Mashiach Mevipar. Once a Kohen Gadol, always a Kohen Gadol, even after he's been removed. With a Hanasi, but a Melech, no.
It's different.
A Melech, once he's removed, he's no longer a Melech. Now he's a private citizen, and now he brings a Kitso or Seira of Hanasi Kedit. In fact, now the Gemara is asking the Kash, the Gemara's question on part B. The question here is on part B. The question is not on part B. What does part B say? That there's a difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Melech if they first remove from office, and then they do the Aveira. For the Gemara, it's not necessary for the Mishnah to teach us the halacha relating to the Kohen Gadol in part B, once we know the halacha about the Kohen Gadol in part A. Hashta, Yeshloimah. What? Even though it's taka different cases, but it's a
kalvachomer. How would I know the second case?
Let's see the Gemara's words. Hashta, Yeshloimah. Now that we've learned of Amr Mishichusoy, I'm sorry, you're right. The question is in part A, I'm sorry. But now that we've learned part B in the Mishnah, since the Mishnah teaches part B, that when the Kohen Gadol is of our Mimishi Husay, he is removed from office.
Then he says,
and then he does. So we do have it. That word's a chata, maybe par, he means the par, al achas kama v'kama. So here, when he did the Avera, he was no longer a Kohen Gadol. It's weak. It's a very shvacha reason. Why should he bring a par? If when he did the Avera, he was no longer a Kohen Gadol, the logic is he should bring a kivsa or a seira. Yet, what's the halacha? The halacha is that he still brings a par. Al achas kama v'kama, if when he did the Avera, he was a Kohen Gadol, and then he was removed from office, and then he became aware of what he has done. It's not necessary for the mission, part A, to teach us the halacha of the Kohen Gadol, since we will learn in part B what the halacha will be by a Kohen Gadol who's Ovar Migdulosoi, and then does the Avera, he's still chayv in the par. Kol Shekein Hild's going to be chayv in the par when he does the Avera, when he is a Kohen Gadol. Is there a need to say this? And for the Gemara, yes. Mishum Dekatani Gabi Nasi. The end of Mishum Dekatani Gabi Nasi. You're right. You're right. You're 100% right. It's not necessary. But in order to preserve the stylistic symmetry of the Mishnah, it's a matter of style. We want to preserve, since we're listening over here, two different examples, the case of the Melech, the case of Nasi. That's why we said Derech Agav. Mishum Dekatani Gabi Nasi. Sin D'i D'chi Avar Minis. You saw that if he was removed from his Nasi, Yosviach Kachata, and then he sins, these kehediot, so maisi, we brought it down. Ahochi toni gam Mashiach. That's why we learned by the Mashiach the zelbzach chota. The achar we learned by the Mashiach. We learned by the Mashiach. He did the Avera, the Achach Avar, maybe par, Enochnam, it's just a matter of style. In other words, we want to preserve all four parts of the Mishnah. Since over here we want to go preserve all four parts of the Mishnah, since we said in the Sefer, we had no choice in the Sefer but to say both cases, and in the Reisha, we had no choice but to teach Allah by a Melech, because that indeed is a Chiddush in the Reisha, that if he's a Melech, and he's removed from, he does the Avera when he's a Melech, then he's removed, he still brings the special Sawyer. So since we had to learn three of the four cases, mainly we learned the fourth case in order to preserve the style of the Mishnah. Nothing more than that. Now, the words of Kasha Taka, what's the source for all these halachas? How do we know these halachas? Now, by the way, I told you one gears, and there's another gears, which really makes it a little bit easier. So I think over here, and he takes all those words, and I think makes it a little bit easier. Take out those words and in the brackets. Normally, there's a general rule. The general rule of the Gemara is brackets you always add in,
right,
and parentheses you always remove. Here, over here, the box says here, when you add the brackets, it makes the Gemara a little bit more complex. It's much simpler if you just take out the brackets, and you read the Gemara over here, and we should be talking about the Gabinasi, the Chiavar Minis Yusoi, it says by the Melech, the Chiavar Minis Yusoi, the Achar Kach Chota Kehedyot, we brought down the case of the Kohen Gadol. Ahachitani Gav Mashiach. That's why we brought the Mashiach in the Reisha as well. Mevi par. Since in the Sefer, we brought down the case of the Melech Agav, the case of the Nasi in the Sefer. So that's why
the Melech Agav the Nasi.
What?
The Melech Agav the Nasi.
The Kohen. The Kohen Gadol Agav the Nasi. So that's why in the Reisha we also brought down the Kohen Gadol Agav the Melech, even though it's not necessary in the Reisha. Like the Moritz acknowledged, you're correct. You are definitely correct. Once we taught Halacha in the Sefer, there's no need to teach Halacha in the Reisha. The reason why we wrote down Halacha in the Reisha is just Derech Agav to preserve the style of the Mishnah. Okay, now how do you know this fundamental difference between a Melech and a Kohen Gadol? That if a Kohen Gadol is no longer a Kohen Gadol, he's still a Kohen Gadol. Once a Kohen Gadol, you're always a Kohen Gadol. However, once you're a Melech, that's it. Once you're a Melech, then you're demoted, you're no longer a Melech, and then after Midas, you're not going to bring the special carbon.
Afterwards.
Right, they say, like Rabbanim, once a person is a Rav, you have a Shtela, you're a Rav, even if they throw you out with Goyis the Bezionis from the Shtela, once a Rav, you're always a Rav. You have to sit at the Mizrach no matter what. Once a Rav, you can't shake it off. That's how it goes, right?
I know you know.
I know. Well, I had a shtela and I think I had a shtela.
Why is it a kanyara has more stronger status than a nasi?
That's the Gemara's kashim. You know how we know this? Exactly the Gemara's kashim. It's exactly the Gemara's kashim.
Who's this going on?
On the Kohen Gadol. It says Al Chatosai Melamed Shemedi Chatosai Mishavar. Now this pasuk is assuming the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol is going to bring a par. The pasuk says that if the Kohen Gadol does an avera, he shall bring a par for his chait. So it says here Al Chatosai. It's in the past tense. Why does the pasuk have to? You don't we do not even need these words to be
even. He's not a melech.
That's perfect for the reisha of the Mishnah.
Exactly.
Not for the sefer.
For us, let's see. That's what we're discussing. Come on, Hegar al Chatos. So exactly, we're coming one thing at a time. First, let's discuss the reisha. How do we know that you have a kohen gadol who does not? Everyone is the kohen gadol, and he's removed from being kohen gadol. He's now we would think is a hegit. No, the Hegar al Chatosai melamed shemevi Chatosai misha avar. Al Chatosai. Those two words are superfluous because we're dealing here that he did an Avera. Why does the Pasuk need to tell us that he will bring an offering for his atonement? It's coming to be Marbe, even though at this moment in time he is not a Kohen Gadol. He's not a Kohen Gadol, but he's going to bring an atonement now for what he has done when he was a Kohen Gadol. Shayachal. Now here comes the Gemara. Now here's where we're going to get a bit complex. Shayachal. If not for this Pasuk, we would think otherwise. Why would we think otherwise? We're going to make a whole series of kal v'chomer shiachol v'halay dinhu v'halacha should be that he's potter. Why? Umanasi shemevi b'shigas maisa anasi
amelech
shemevi b'shigas maisa in mevi chatosle mishaavar. But anasi does not bring.
He does not need a maisa, only a maisa, maybe chatosim misha'avar.
But if the nasi is no longer a nasi, the nasi is removed from his office, and then he does an avera. What is the halacha? Does he bring a carbon?
Like everybody else.
So therefore, Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, who it's much, much more difficult for the Kohen Gadol to bring a special carbon.
That's a cool
Why? Because he needs not just to do the Avera, he needs a Hayra. So Mashiach She'ein Mevi.
Didn't he say he can himself Paskin?
He has to Paskin. The only time the Kohen Gadol brings a special par is only when he first issues a Hayra. Yeah.
So the bar was set
so
higher.
It's a much higher bar. So Ma'adach, now let's discuss the case at this moment in time when he was removed from office. I think I made the same shot, but let's work out these words first, and we'll go back. But right at the moment, so we were discussing the case with the Kohen Gadol is no longer the Kohen Gadol. He is removed from office, and now he first sins. He's removed from office, and he first does the Avera. What did the Mishnah teach us? The Mishnah teaches us that he brings a par.
Right.
Why? Gezeres HaKosef Al Chatosai. The two words are extra, and it's a drasha, nothing more than a drasha. Al Chatosai, to teach you. Even if he is no longer a Kohen Gadol, he has stepped down, he still brings the special par. We derive that halacha from nothing more than two extra words in the pasuk. He's no longer a Kohen Gadol. He now does the Avera. He brings, still the Pasuk says, he brings the par. Why do I need the Pasuk to teach me this? Because
what does Al Chatasai mean?
For his sin. Al Chatasai, for his
Misha
sin.
Ava,
those Ava. Two words, no, Al Shah Mishava, so the Gemara here seems to be darshing that it refers to the fact that he in the past was a Kohen Gadol. When did he do the Avera? He did the Avera after he stepped down. We have a Kohen Gadol, he steps down.
Why can't you say the Pasuk is referring to him while he was a Kohen Gadol?
The
Gemara, and then it becomes Os Kohen Gadol after.
Because it seems from the Gemara's words that we're referring to this case. Maybe right, but it seems from the simple reading of the Gemara, because the Gemara's Kal V'Chomer is all built upon the situation of a Melech where he stepped down. Because it's only in that case, where the Melech steps down, that he brings an ordinary Kehedim. So let's take a step less away. For the Gemara over here seems to be saying that we have a Kohen Gadol who steps down, and now for the first time does the Avera, after he issues a Hoira, the Halacha is he brings the Par. How do you know that? It's a gzeres hakasav. Al chatasoy. These two extra words are teaching us in exactly this case. He stepped down from his position, and he does the avera. He still continues to bring a par with the hoira and with the shigas maisa. Why do I need a pasuk? Because if not for this pasuk, I would say that he should not bring the par. He should bring a kivso or a sira, because he's worse off than the melech. A melech has a very It's very easy for a melech to bring a special karba. The melech brings the sohir. The melech does not need to issue a hoirah, and he will automatically bring a special sohir. And yet, what is halacha by a melech? The melech steps down, and then first does the avera. The melech does not bring the special karba. So a kohen gadol, who has a much higher threshold, to bring a special carbon, because the Kohen Gadol, in addition to the Melech, needs to issue a Hoira, al achas kama v'kam, in this case where the Kohen Gadol stepped down, and then did the Hoira, and did the Aveira, should be potter from the par, should bring a kifsa or a seira. The Torah makes it much, much more difficult for the Kohen Gadol to bring a special carbon than it does for a Melech. And if a Melech does not bring the special carbon, certainly in that exact same case, the Kohen Gadol should not bring his special carbon. That's the Gemara's Kal V'Chomer. So Mashiach she'ein mevi b'shigas maisa, ela al helam davar, the she'ein mevi b'shigas maisa, ela al helam davar, he needs to have two conditions. He has to have a hayra and a maisa, im shigas maisa, loy kol she'ein. How much more so would it be that he does not bring his special carbon? That is why it is absolutely necessary for us to come to the Gzeres HaKosov, because the Pasuk is telling us, do not make this Kal V'Chomer, Tamalemar, Hikrif Al Chatasai. The words Al Chatasai are extra to make a drasha. Malamit Shemevi Al Chatasai Misha'avar. Misha'avar means after he is longer a Kohen Gadol. That means he passed.
Normally,
he
stepped down. In any Pasuk, you take the smallest Chiddush, not the biggest Chiddush. The smallest Chiddush would have been Al Sha'avar. That he did that there before, and now he's no longer the Kohen Gadol.
Shavah means he stepped down. He stepped down, right. So this pasuk.
The Al Shavah does not say in the pasuk. That's our drasha. Al Chatasai Shad Mesha Avar.
The two words are extra. Vehevi Al Chatasai. And it's coming, the words are extra. It's a drasha. It's a simple drasha, whatever it is.
But you need a drasha to tell you even if he stepped, if he did the Aver and then stepped
down. We're going to go to that angle in a moment. Let's first go to one case at a time. The Gemara is going to discuss every single situation. So right now, the Gemara is focusing on one case, but we're in the Chanami. We're going to go through all the different scenarios. Right now, we're focusing on the case where he stepped down and then first issued a hoira and did the avera. So what would be the default? If we would not have any pasik, we would automatically assume he does not bring a special carbon. He brings an ordinary kif, so
a zira. The fact that
because kal v'chomer from a melech. Right. If it's a given that a melech who steps down does an avera, brings a kif, so a zira.
How do you know that?
Because why not? Because if the pashtus is once you step down, you're out of the parasha. That is the pashtus. There's only one melech, only one kohen gadol. That's the pashtus.
You have a pasuk.
Oh, so now, but because it was otherwise. Yeah. No, we didn't get to that yet.
I know we didn't. I know we didn't get to it.
Let's assume the default. The default is if a melech steps down, he's not a melech. There's only one melech. Ain shnei melachim b'sham shem b'keser echad. There's no such thing as two kings. There's only one melech in Klal Yisrael. If the melech steps down and someone takes his place, he's not the melech. He's an ordinary person. Ordinary person means the kifso seer. But I was a melech in the past. You're not a melech now. It's a given that he's only going to bring a regular carbon.
Yeah, but you see, if he sins while he's a king, and then it becomes...
But we're not discussing that case now. That's not our discussion. Right now, we're discussing the case where he steps down and then first does the avera. So what does it say? A melech, it's a given, misvara, at this moment in time, that the melech will bring an akivso or a sira. Now, a melech, let's understand. What's our question? What about a kohen gadol? If the kohen gadol steps down and then does an avera, does he bring a special carbon or bring a kivso or a sira? Well, let's look at these two. You have a question by a kohen gadol, you have a given by the melech. It's generally much easier for a melech to bring a special carbon than it is for a kohen gadol, because the melech does not need a hoira, and a kohen gadol has another condition of a hoira. If in this case the Torah says, I don't want your special carbon, alachas kam v'kama, the Torah is not going to want your special carbon in the case of a kohen gadol. Because the kohen gadol, it's much harder. And in this case, the Torah rejects the melech, so certainly it's going to reject the kohen gadol. Now, the Gemara is Akasha, wait a minute. Now that we have this pasuk, a beautiful pasuk, that tells us that when it comes to a kohen gadol, then the kohen gadol taka brings a special carbon, why don't we make a kal v'chomer the other way around? V'nei si nami nosim kal v'chomer. Now the Torah was megaleh with the two extra words, al chatosai, to teach us a chiddush, that a kohen gadol brings a special carbon even when he steps down. Let's use it as a building block to teach a new chiddush, that if a melech steps down and then does an avera, he should bring his special carbon. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma moshiach she'ein. It's very difficult. It's very, very hard for a kohen gadol to bring a special carbon because he needs a hoira and a maisa, yet he brings a melech. It's so easy. It's easy as pie for a melech to bring a special carbon. So certainly in this case, we should allow the melech to bring the special carbon, the soyer. Maybe he brings chatos misha avar, but he needs also the helim davar. But he does. But he it's not enough to do shigas maisa. He also needs helim davar. And yet the Torah is megala from the two extra words. Maybe chatos misha avar. He will bring a special power when he steps down. The word Meshava means when he steps down. Nasi, who it's easy to bring a special carbon. Shemevi chatas b'shigas maisa. Ein oidin shemevi chatosai mishavar. He should bring his special chatas, which means the sor mishavar. So the Gemara says, you're right. Once the Torah was megala by a kohen gadol, you have set yourself up for a disaster. And that's why the Torah had to step in Nachamol and give a special gzeres hakasa for the melech. Tamaloimar asher nosi yecheto. Kishuhu nosi in kishuhu hedyot loy. The words asher nosi in teaches us, the words, the connotation is while. Asher means, we're darshing the word asher, it's a drasha. The word asher, the Gemara has many drashas. Asher nosi that admits, but over here the Gemara at this moment is making this drasha. Asher means while. Okay, Asher has many translations.
Can I ask you a potential silly question? I can't think of my answer. How are we zustelling Nasi to a kohen gadol? A kohen gadol, he has a whole different set of facts. He says it has to bring a power. Here we're going from a sa'ir to a seira.
It's a chilek that's not mechalek.
Okay,
it's
that's it. I don't have to hear more.
The Gemara asked your question before, and the Gemara said, "Don't." The Gemara Mamash asked your question a few days ago. Don't focus on what he brings.
Okay.
Focus on the fact that
would be a reasonable thing. That would be a reasonable thing.
It's a good question. The Gemara asked the question. The Gemara's answer was, "Don't focus on what he's bringing. Focus on what he's not bringing."
Why? Okay. I mean, don't tell me what to focus. I'm focusing on a critical.
The words of the Gemara. Mutsa mechlal yachid. A melech is mutsa mechlal yachid, and a kohen gadol is mutsa mechlal yachid. A yachid brings a kivsa or sira. The melech does not. The nasi does not. It just so happens to be that the melech brings a par and the nasi brings a sawyer. But the point is, they both have in common, they're mutsa. If they both have in common that they don't bring what a yachid brings, they're part of a team. They're part of the same group of people. And therefore, the svaras, we can learn one from the other. So what is the Gemara's maskana? What have we learned over here today? At least we learned this. If you fall asleep now, at least you learn one thing today. And that is that we have two psukim. We have a pasuk al chatosai by the kohen gadol, and we have the pasuk asher nasi. These unusual expressions. Asher nasi, it should say im nasi yechta. But all the people who sit in the Torah in Parashas Vayikra, it says im, does not say the word asher. The word Asher is unusual. It's an unusual word. It doesn't fit into the sprach of the parsha. So therefore, it's a drasha. Asher, we darshan. He has to be mamish and osi. You have to be in office. You have to be living in the palace. You got to be there. You got to be with the program in order to be in the parsha.
So
Asher
is a lesson of when.
Asher, that's how the Gemara is dashing. Whether it means literally, I don't know if it's a literal translation or it's just a drasha. But the Gemara is going to say later on, the reason why it's a drasha is because all the other people, the parasha begins with the word im. Im koin hamashiach yechta. It says the word im many times in the parasha. I don't remember all the word ims, but it says the word im. And all of a sudden, when it comes to the nasi, it says asher nasi yechta. It's unusual. So therefore, the Gemara is picking up on this abnormality, and it's telling us that it's here for a drasha to teach you that he has to be mamish in the position of a melech to bring his special karban. The Kohen Gadol, adrab, it doesn't say the word asher, it says al chatasa, and those words are superfluous. So we make a drasha, just a drasha. You gotta get ready for zvachin, because zvachin is just drashas. Okay, if you start thinking about the loveness of the drasha, you're in a lot of trouble. Because the lumbness is way, way beyond is just follow the rules of the drashas. So here is Al Chatosa, he's a drasha, he teach you Mishaovar, he stepped down. Okay? That is the end of this Mishnah, the Sugya, we learned in Ayisoid, we learned about retirement status of a Kohen Gadol and the retirement status of a Melech. So the retirement status of a Kohen Gadol, once a Kohen Gadol, you're always a Kohen Gadol. But once a Melech, you're not always a Melech. What is a Rav? A Rav is a Kohen Gadol. What is the president of a shul? A melech.
Which is interesting because you had it on the notes before. You spoke about the reasons for that is because a Kohen Gadol potentially could step in temporarily if necessary. If the situation with the regular Kohen Gadol is not able to.
And the melech can't step in?
Like you said before, once he's out, he's out.
Why? Why is that so?
But the reality is, once a Kohen Gadol who cannot delegate his responsibilities, and he goes out, the next guy who comes in, he
remains a Kohen Gadol forever. He always has that status.
Mashiach.
So why don't you say let's say you say you have a Melech, and the Melech cannot fulfill his duties, and he steps down, and someone takes over, and then he gets better. Yeah. And then he's restored to health, and he wants to come back and resume his position. So the Gemara of you is saying, no, once you're out, you're out. Why should that be so? I don't know. Chatu ad shloi nisman. Next mission. Okay, now we have a naya mission. New Yisrael. Now here's a very interesting case. Let's say you have an ordinary fellow, ordinary Kohen, and he doesn't have era before they appoint him to become a Kohen Gadol. And then, so what does he chayev to bring at that moment in time? A kifso or seira. And then he gets lucky day, they call him
one
up.
One second, less of the Sanhedrin issue.
No Sanhedrin here. Private person.
Private person.
And he doesn't have Aira, so what does he chayev? He's in chayev, a kifso or seira. And then he gets a call on his smartphone. And they say, guess what?
Call you up.
Guess what? He gets a WhatsApp text from the office of from the Beis HaMikdash. Even though we have issued a ban, anyone that has
a smartphone
and
yet.
WhatsApp, we have Mamani Yu, gets a tweet. He finds out through Twitter that he has been appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. Okay, he's the Kohen Gadol.
So he still has the status of a head yet.
Oh, no, right. So do I bring now a par for the sin that I have done in my youth? No. He does not bring a par. Since the sin when he was an ordinary fellow, he brings a kif, so Seira does not bring the par.
You know what? No Haira.
What?
He didn't make Haira.
Let's say he did make a Haira. Very good.
It's not the Haira that we're looking for.
Let's say he made the Haira.
Sorry, two different types of
Let's
Haira.
One
Haira, Kehedjit, and Haira.
You're saying very good.
Haira is only valid by a Kohen Gadol.
Right, so I made a mistake. Let's say he did the Haira. So he would not bring Kif Sasira. You're right, because of an ordinary fellow. If an ordinary fellow issues a Haira and then does an Avera, he doesn't bring anything. Because he's amazing.
He's amazing.
So let's say an ordinary fellow who issues a Haira, and then he acts upon his Haira.
It was a mistake. He forgot the Haira. He forgot that he made the Haira. What happened by the Kohen Gadol? He made a Haira.
And he acted upon his Haira.
B'shoigig.
Not b'shoigig.
Not b'shoigig.
That the Haira is the Shugaga.
The Haira is the Shugaga.
He comes, he learns the Sugya. According to my learning, he learns the document, and the maskana of the sugi comes out that this particular piece of chalef on this part of the animal is kosher. Meme, let's have a suda. Let's eat it. Let's show lasuge shmeitz ali
with the hilchasa. The meiser b'shoyga pi hayraz atzma.
The hayraz is the shkaga. The hayraz is the shkaga.
I read that
before. So he's saying very good over here. The kohen gadol says, "Hey, this is an ordinary fellow who gives a daf yom mishir and nini and maskon dam shoni comes out of mazin order. You know, regular guy, regular kohen hagit. And he eats the hayraz that this particular chaylev is mutter, and he eats the chaylev, and then." He's the chaylev. So right now they say, you know, the pesach that you made, you might be an outstanding talmud chacham, you're a mufla, you're one of a kind, but you know that's not the halacha. That's not the halacha. The halacha is that chaylev is awesome. Oh, you gaval, what did I do? And then he gets a text. Guess
he's
what? You have been appointed the kohen gadol. So now we should mean it's studif. I'm a kohen gadol now with the mahoira and the mice I did yesterday.
No.
I string a par. Stay in the mishnah. No, chotu actually nismanu. The ach kach nismanu harei elu ki had yoytos. Both. Not only is this true for the kohen gadol, it's true for the melech. The melech is, and he doesn't need a hoira. The melech stamaza. He ate chaylev. This ordinary fellow he ate chaylev by mistake.
And
then he became the king. And now he realizes that he ate chaylev yesterday. So that we combine with mitzvotif.
No.
The melech today with the ma'isa. No. The melech taka will bring a kivs or a seira. But you're right. The kohen gadol cannot. So the harel ked yaitais.
This goes on both.
Both. Yes. Both. They're both the same in this matter. Chatu ashlo nismanu v'achach nismanu harel ked yaitais. Rishim says no. He differentiates. When was there a yedia? Moridik alandis. A moridik yedia. When was there the yedia? When did he become aware that he did the avera? If he became aware that he did avera when he was still a hedyot, ein achinami, too little, too late. But if you first become aware that he did the avera when you can go to the melech, then you take a bring. Why? What this moridik alandis? What triggers? You see from this what triggers the chiv carbon? Is it the maisa or is it the yedia? Now everyone you have to have both. If it's the idea, one is the tenai, and one is the actual etzem hadava.
Yep.
So that's the machlokes. He's got that both. So therefore, do you see over here that the idea is the etzem hadava, and the ma'is is just the tenai in order to get it. But the etzem hadava is the idea, and that took place when he was a kohen gadol. That's going to be enough to mechayev mepuk par.
It says Moedig in the bottom that the same sheet of Rav Shimon is in the previous Mishnah by the Nasi. If he only found out after he was demoted,
yes,
he would also bring a seira.
The Nasi. But what about for the Melech?
That
worked for the Kohen Gadol. What about the Kohen Gadol?
The Kohen Gadol makes up dipping. He's anyway bringing a power after he's the motor.
Why? But if the idea
makes no difference. There's no chiluk days over there.
I think
there's no chiluk days. Ulam kain hashia b'vadik hashia ma'id. Hello, ulam kain hashia b'vadik hashia ma'id. Did I mention shom? Kibush kain hashia v'ei lavi chadis. You did chadis gam b'yayif and shechot achay shava.
I have a kash on that. I'm not clear. You're going too far. You're going too deep. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Chatu atchloy nisman v'achach nisman harei luked yaitis. Reb Shimon says no. Imnoil rama atchloy nisman v'chayovim.
Before
the point of melech and kain gadol. Atchloy nismanu chayovim like chayovim. He's saying pumfakert. I didn't appreciate this. Im noy delachem ad shloy nisanachem. Look at Rashi. Rashi in this Rashi in the Mishnah. There's Rashi two sides over here. Chatu ad the Rashi towards the top. Rabbi Shimon Amer. It's the second. It's the first. What is first small line? Im nelachem ad shloy nisanachem chayavim. The Rabbi Shimon cheta v'idia boy. V'hu adin the pligi Rabbi Shimon bereisha. Diktani nasi shechata. The achar kach. The reisha is nasi shechata. The achar kach avar migdulasai maybe saw here. The Rabbi Shimon the kamar nami the imnoi daloi misha avar. If you find it later on, the ain maybe saw here. It's too late. The chata the idea boy kishu nasi after the chet the yikshu nasi. So over here when it's over here chayavim, Rabbi Shimon imnoi dalohem at shaloi nismanu chayavim what? What are you chayim? I'm all confused.
Like a hedget.
Like a hedget. Oh, a hedget, Rocky, like a hedget. You have to have both yedioys. The only time you're going to be a hedyoit is when both the maisa and the yedia took place when
before
they were hedyoitis. Yeah. So then they can have a status of a hedyoit.
Even by coin in the chayev what?
So the melech is chayev a carbon, a kivsa or sira.
And a coin gadol?
It's potter. Because the coin gadol, we're only discussing the case of the coin gadol issue with a hoira. A hoira. A kohen gadol needs a hoira.
He didn't eat.
And to eat it. And do a ba'isa. If an ordinary person issues a hoira and eats it, the hoira is potter. Because an ordinary person is not qualified to issue a hoira. Right? An ordinary person is not qualified. What?
What?
So why is an ordinary person chayiv is that? Okay. An ordinary person, if you have a regular coin,
like a hedyot,
chayav and midin hedyot. Now, whatever the consequences are, you want to say a chiddush? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe if an ordinary person, I don't know the halacha, if an ordinary person learns a sugya and he comes out lemas, maybe you're right. Maybe I take it back. If an ordinary person learns a sugya and he comes out lemaskana in ishus ha'ira that this particular piece of chaylev is mutter based upon his understanding, and he eats it. So maybe Enochinami, that's another example of where an ordinary person's chayav kavod chata, kivso or seira.
He would be.
He would be?
Right.
Yeah? Why
not?
So sure?
That's a shaykh. That's
not the way we learned in yeshiva all the time.
He didn't know about Shabbos. He didn't know today was Shabbos. He just knows malachi. He thought it's chaylev, it's mutter.
It's not a hayra, that's a lack of malice. It's ignorance. That's ignorance. The classic.
Are we talking about a hedjit?
A hedjit.
A hedjit made shayrai? What kind of hayra is making a hedjit?
A tam chacham. A hedjit just means he's not a kohen gadol.
Right.
He's a regular citizen. Right. He's a citizen of the country. He sits in Kailos.
At what point does it go from a shaykh?
The Gemara says he has a mufla. The Gemara, we learn that together. A mufla. In order to be eligible to issue a hayra, not to be a shtus, that stam is a you know better, you have to be considered to be a mufla, which means you're the most brilliant, outstanding Talmud Chacham in Klal Yisrael. So let's say we are over here, a person who's sat his whole life in Kol Chazunish in Bnei Brak, and he's a Yisrael, a regular, ordinary person, and he learns a sugi, and he comes at Lamaskanda that this chaylev is mutter, and he eats the chaylev. Is that a classic case? Is that a case where he's chayav a kivsa or seira? So I thought, no. I thought he's a karv lemezid. The classic case of being a kivsa or seira is where you go to a restaurant and they serve you fat and you think it's shuman. Ah, and it turns out it was a mistake. I ate chaylev. There's no hayra. If you eat it lemezid, you're not being a karbon. So if you go and you start playing games with passing sugyas and shaylas, that's not the classic example. Well, let's say you don't know. I never. They serve you chayla. They like them. They serve me chayla. Okay, so you have to then say. I guess then you have to say is that if you say chayla, it's going on both. You don't want to say it's lav davka. You have to then say is enochanami. If an ordinary person he learns a sugya and he comes to the maskana, he paskins and he's royal lekach. He's a mufla. He's a muffler.
He lost his mind.
He's a shaiter. He's part of the shul shaiter.
He made a mistake.
He's a muffler. Not everyone makes gedolim don't make mistakes.
Come on.
Gedolim ravach lemalach Hashem tzivaka is givakshu to mepiu. He's a mamash malach.
The din of hayra is only nagir.
What?
The din of hayra is only shayach by a kain once he's a kain gadol. So long as he's not a kain.
The Gemara here is suggesting he should be chayv a par. How can you be chayv a par?
Who's talking about a par over here? No one's talking about a par. Rab Shimon is not talking about a par.
Start the Mishnah.
Rab Shimon. I'm doing Rab Shimon.
Rab Shimon is discussing the same case of Tanakama.
Rab Shimon, the Tanakama, and Rab Shimon.
They're discussing the same case. I'm sorry to tell you. They're discussing the same case.
Of course.
The Tanakhama says they're hedyotis across the board. Meaning there's potential that maybe you would think that the Kohen Gadol should be chayav par. The only way the Kohen Gadol can be chayav par is if you have a hoira. Sorry, you have to have that hoira. And along comes the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, the hoira and the achila took place when he was a hedyot.
Right.
And then he became a Kohen Gadol. So it says he's potter.
The Tanakama says he's chayiv.
So if you're going to take the article literally, which maybe you're right, if you're going to take it literally, then you're telling me a tremendous chiddush, that an ordinary person.
So Rashi says the Rabbanon Bosa Chet Azli.
Okay, but the Rashi, if you notice, Rashi was very clear not to say any of these words, and the Mishnah was also very clear. The Mishnah says Chayav, but it doesn't say Kivso Seira. It just means they're guilty. They're guilty of a sin of an ordinary person, but they're not a par.
Then Rab Shimon says Potter. Rab Shimon says Peturim. You can be Medayik. Rab Shimon says Peturim.
Where are you Potter from?
From everything.
Umishan Nismanu Peturim from being a hedge.
One says Chayavim, and one says Peturim.
But so, you mean you bring a par.
So therefore, what is a Tanakama? According to Rab Shimon, there's no power. There's no discussion about a power. Side according to Tanakama, side according to Rab Shimon, there is no case of power. Period. There's no power. There's no power issues over here.
They carry on. Okay, I guess. Okay, we'll leave it like that. Okay, there's a lot of footnotes, a lot of insights. Let's learn. Okay, fine. Let's make it very, very simple. Okay, we're going to accept this chiddush. We're basically going to Maskana. We're coming over here new chiddush today. There are three situations where order, again, it's clear.
I'm interrupting you because the Tanakhama doesn't say what happens.
Fine. I accept. Let's just get this clear now. What you're saying over here? There are three, Clark. There are three different situations where an ordinary person brings a carbon chatas, a kivs or a seira. Number one, I was fooled. I thought this was Shuman. I went to a Sheva Brachas, they served me this fat. I thought it was Shuman. It turned out it was Chela. Right? Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
We took that in kindergarten, right? Case number two.
Yeah, for me, it was around 40 years old.
Okay. Case number two. What's case number two? What's case number two? Case number two is, I didn't know Chela was Osir. They never told me this. They never told me that chaylev is asr. And it's labeled chaylev. And I ate it. No one ever told me that chaylev was asr. I didn't know this, okay? Now, today we've learned there's a third case. An ordinary person, ordinary guy. He goes to Kol Chazunish. He sits in Bnei Brak for 50 years. He's a Grois Talmud Chacham. And he learns a sugyu, gives a shir, and he comes out of Maskana. Ordinary person, ordinary fellow. A hoira. This particular piece of chelev on this part of the animal is mutter. It's not chelev, it's shuman. And to celebrate his understanding of the sugya, he eats it. And then the next day he gets word that he has made a mistake, that the Gedol Yisrael have paskin not like him, and he realized that the psak that he made and what he acted upon was mistaken. That's not the first two cases that I told you. The first case was, I didn't know it was chelev. I thought it was shuman. The second case was, I never knew anything. I'm a grub am aretz.
Where do we ever see any issue of hayra? And there's definitely a differentiation between hara when a guy is a hedyot or when a guy
exactly.
The Gemara has a drasha. We did not learn this stuff together.
Exactly, there was a drasha that you need hara by Kohen Gadol.
No, the Gemara. No. The Gemara says you need hara by Kohen Gadol, but the Gemara also
it's
says no. The Gemara also said that not everyone is royal lehara. In order to be royal lehara, that the hara should make a difference, you have to be what's called a mufla. A mufla means an outstanding Talmud Chacham.
And we talked, spoke about that. If a kohen sits or a person sits on a bezdin,
yeah,
and he paskins, it's aser. Everybody else paskins it. Roy paskins mutter. He paskins
aser. It's a different sugya.
I understand. But
I know they're mistaken. You're missing up the sugya. There's two Talmud here for me. You're very, very brilliant. You're way over my head.
Where do we see that hayra impacts what a carbon a person brings?
It says two words in the Torah. Right. By the Bezdin.
Right.
By the Bezdin it says Vinelam Dover. Bezdin issues a psak halacha. Vinelam Dover. And then we have another two words that says by a Kohen Gadol, Le Ashmas Ha'am. We're makish a Kohen Gadol
right.
to the Bezdin.
Hayra.
Now that means that the Gemara says, a Kohen Gadol is royal Hayra. He's such a Talmud Chacham. Not every Kohen Gadol is royal Hayra. To be royal Hayra, you have to sit learn your whole life. Who's like that? So it's in Echnami. If you're going to have a Kohen Gadol that's not royal Hayra, he just got into office because there was no one else. He became the Kohen Gadol and he's not a Talmud Chacham. He's not a Mufla. Then there will never be a situation while he is in office for him to bring a power.
Uh-huh.
It will never happen. Because since we have a post that says, L'ashmas ha'am, we equate the Kohen Gadol to the Bezdin, and the Bezdin is the Royal Ahira, so the Kohen Gadol, in order for the Kohen Gadol to bring his private power, he also must be Royal Ahira, and make a Ahira, and act
good.
Upon this Ahira.
So if I will tell you, the Kohen Gadol before he becomes a Kohen Gadol, Hitaka may be right to make Hayra, but it's not ma'akif if he doesn't bring Hayra.
It's not.
She might do to me.
Oh, but here's the question. Here's the point we have to make. Very important question. Let's say you have a Kohen Gadol that is not royal Lahayra. He's not royal Lahayra. A Kohen Hedyot.
Right.
He's not royal Lahayra. He's an ordinary fellow, an ordinary guy. And he goes and he eats Chalef. By mistake. Right. And now he becomes a Kohen Gadol. Is there even a Hava Mina that he should be eligible to bring a par?
No, they can't elevate him unless he's Roy Lahira.
So it's not even possible.
Exactly.
Why not? Because the only time you bring a par is when you're Roy Lahira and you make a Hira and you eat. So since when he was the head yoit, he wasn't even royal lahayra.
Right.
So now he becomes
the
kohen gadol.
You're asking me a question. How could they have been mamane him in the first place?
No, they could be mamane a kohen gadol who's not a royal lahayra.
They could.
The Gemara is mefarish. Of course they could. They had 300 of them in the time of the Bayis Shana. The old didn't make it out. The old didn't make it out.
Well, that's when it was corruption. Yeah.
Okay. You know, that's not an equal. But the Gemara is saying there's a din in the Torah of a kohen gadol bringing a par, and this is a very rare event. Because in order to bring the par, we have a pasuk called Ashmas Ha'am, which we equate the Kohen Gadol to the Bezdin, which means there must be a Hayra. Wait a minute. To give a Hayra, you know what the qualifications are. To give the Hayra, you got to be a Mufla. Ein Achinami. We're dealing with such, in a situation where we have such a Kohen Gadol who is royal Hayra, and he issues a Hayra, and he acts upon his Hayra, in that situation he will bring a par. Let's say you have all of those conditions by a hedyot, a kohen hedyot. He's rohi lohayra, he issues a hayra, he eats the chalef, and now he's mimune, a kohen gadol. Can we mitztaref the din kohen gadol now with the hayra, meaning the royal lohayra, the hayra, and the achila when he was a hedyot, to mechayev him a par? Along comes the Mishnah says, no. So what will he bring then in this situation?
So
the Tan, here's the machlokes. Here's the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. According to the Tanakama, in every situation, B'li Yoytzim Nakal, he's going to bring a kivsa or se'ira. In every situation.
Your question,
it makes no difference when he found out about the Avera. And according to them, I'm just learning the mother. What you're telling me, learning Lamshan the Gemara, and you're telling me an incredible chiddush is that this case of where a person issues a hayra and acts upon his hayra, he's chayv a kivso seira, is also a classic case of being chayv a karban chatas. Because until tonight, I never really thought like that. Until tonight, I only thought there are two kechatinses where a person is chayv a karban chatas. Either you do not know that this is chaylev, or I know it's chaylev, but I did not know that chaylev is aser. But you're telling me a naya chiddush is that a person, he knows what chaylev is aser, and he knows what chaylev is, and this situation is such where he's royal lahayra, and he paskins that this particular situation it's mutter. You're telling me now, even in that situation, you bring a kivsa or seira.
Which is interesting, the Tanakhama doesn't talk about umishim is manu. Tam doesn't tell us.
Does talk about it. What are you talking about?
Chatu. First was chatu. Achaloy nismanu.
What does it mean, chatu? All the conditions are there. He's royal ahayra, he issues a hayra, and he eats it. And now, achaloy nismanu. The achach nismanu. So what is the halacha? Does he bring the par, or does he bring the or does he bring the kivso seira?
There's no difference.
When did he find that out there? It makes no difference. Right. So what does it say? Harel kedyotis and yechayev a carbon kivso or seira, and the Gemara entertains the possibility that maybe we will really should be chayev a par. Really, be chayev a par. So that means that if he was a hedyot, he had to have done what? Made a hayra. He had to make a hayra.
Or, unless, it's just the fact, when he brings the carbon. He has an aveira in his hand. He has an aveira in his hand. That he
cannot be such a thing. You have to have a hayra. The Torah says, L'ashma sa'am. I don't know what the havamin is. The Torah says, a kohen gadol is going to bring a par when you have one condition. L'ashma sa'am. You're going to tell me now, you have a kohen hegit. He stammers, I eat chaylef. I don't even know what's going on. And now I become a kohen gadol. Oh, there's a havamin that's bring a par. What are you talking about? The Torah makes it very clear. If you want to go bring a power when you're kohen gadol, you have to have l'ash masa on.
So your question is not what you're asking on the Mishnah?
I'm asking that you're telling me that when it says over here the chayavim, hedyotis means what? Hedyotis means that this kohen gadol, when he was a kohen hedyotis, both the melech and the kohen gadol, they're like a hedyot, and a hedyot brings a kivso or a seira, so to this kohen gadol is going to bring a kivso or a seira. Really? If not for this mission, I would never think that that's correct. I would think the only time you bring a kivso or a seira is if you don't know that it's chaylev, or I do not know that chaylev is aser. But if I know exactly what's going on, I know I got all my marbles. All my marbles are in front of me. I got them all. I got the whole, everything is in front of me. I know that chaylev is aser. I know what exactly what this is. And the only reason why I'm eating this is because I rendered a halachic decision. Does that qualify for a regular kivso or seira? So until tonight, or maybe it's krav l'shoigeg. Maybe it's either one or the other. But it's not your classic case of shkaga. Maybe you say it's krav l'shoigeg. Maybe you're an oinus. I learned the sugi. What do you want from me? Alasuke shmeitza aliba de hilchasa. What do you want from me? I did nothing wrong. I learned the sugya. We had a gewaldige chavrusa shaft with Rabbi Shol Zev. We had even Yemen Kabbalah we learned. And we came out of the maskana that it's mutter. I'm a karv loinus. Or maybe a karv lemezid. However you want to learn, look. But it's not the classic case of shkaga. And here you're teaching me. What are you looking at the clock for? You bored?
Hear this.
I'm going to be able to sleep the whole night now because that isn't something. You know me, I'm very delicate.
Oh, very
the whole night, I'm going to be up the whole night.
Sorry.
Okay, I see you're not the only one that's bored. Right here. Let's see if I do. So, actually, the son of Chama, if the idea was before, then they're going to be chayv like a head yoit. But let's say it's going to span, it's going to straddle. The Maisa was done when it was a Hegit. And the idea was done later on.
Yeah.
You nishtahi nishtaher. You can't bring the par because the Maisa was done when you
no
were a Hegit.
No, I wrong.
There is a Hegit wrong. We have to go by it. Okay, enough. Yeah. Don't mention anymore. We're going by it now. So according to when it was a Hegit, you only have the Maisa. And when you became a Kohen Gadol, you have the idea. You don't have both in one side of the coin. Mailer is no, the guy does not kapar. Period. What's a nasi? You know, every now here, finally, after learning all these mishnayos, what's called a nasi? We always learn nasi is a melech. So here, the mishnah very first time tells us what a nasi is. A nasi is none other than the melech. Zeh melech shnemar mikol mitzvahs Hashem elokav. We learned this yesterday. Hashem elokav. Elokav means the only one. His only boss is Hashem elokav. He has no other boss in this world. How could that possibly be? When you're in the melech, there's no boss. If you're a regular citizen, then you have a boss. She'ein al gamav elach Hashem elokav. Therefore, the nasi is the melech. Mino hanimili. How do we know this halacha? How do we know that a person is nismane a kohen gadol or a melech? He's not going to bring a par for his previous sins. The different rabbanon im akoyin. It says im akoyin mashiach yecheta prat. It says over here. He will sin. Im ha'koin ha'mashiach yecheta prat li'koidmais. These words are coming to exclude what took place before. What's the raya? Because prat li'koidmais l'chshachot v'yachach nisman d'harihu kehedya v'in mevar. It says he has to be. It says im ha'koin. It says that he has to sin while. Read the words of the pasuk. Yecheta means he has to sin now after he is a koyin gadol. Im hakoyhein hamashiach yecheta. Yecheta has a connotation. You sin now. Now you first become, you go in order. You first become the kohen hamashiach, and then you sin. Yecheta, in Echanami. So in the future, maybe in Echanami, in the future. I mean, it depends on the nanas and the lash nasin, depending on the
Gemara.
But that's you have to see the entire in the old all the grammar. It's not always listen. Just because the yom does not always mean it's the future tense. Does not always mean. So over here, the word over here on the side of the over here, v'yesh l'mon she'ena koyim mashiach l'alam koyim gadol doesn't say in Joshua. Shachad v'mon she'ena koyim mashiach el shu doesn't say anything. Doesn't make any comment beyond in the papers of Gemara. The base Joshua here is the order of the words. We have a koyin first. You're a koyin hamashiach, and then yecheta. Prat likoidmais does not say imchoto hakoyin hamashiach. Maybe if it would have been the order, it would have been the other way around. If it would say the word chet before it says the word koyin hamashiach, that would imply that even if the chet took place before he became a hamashiach, then he would still bring a par. Does not say that. It says here first you koyin hamashiach, then it says yechata. Prat likoidmais. The Mara says I don't need a pasik.
Prat likoidmais meaning
if you sin before you became a koyin gadol. If this person well, then, didn't, right, then right, he does right, not right. bring the power. Frak the Gemara vehaloi dinhu. I don't need a pasuk. No, thank you. Why? Uma nasi. Look at the nasi. Man, the melech. Shemevi b'shigas ma'isa. It's very easy for a melech to bring a special karma. A mevi ala hakoid mois. And the default is okay. We don't even know the source for that yet. But the pshuta shel mikra is that a melech does not bring a soyer for a sin in a previous existence before.
So, machleikis probably.
What?
Machleikis.
There is no machleikis. There is no machleikis. What are you talking about? There is no machleikis
in the Mishnah.
No, there's not. Everyone agrees that the Nasi does not bring a soyer now. The machleikis says if he brings like a hedyot.
The Mishnah says, chotei ha-Nasi, okay.
If the Nasi sins before he does an Aveira, what are you talking about?
Before he's Nismanu.
Before he's Nismanu. And then he's Nismane as a Melech. Right. Does he bring a Sawyer?
No, absolutely not.
So that's what it says. So the Gemara is the question, why do I need a special pasuk to teach me that a Kohen Gadol does not bring a par for a sin that he did before he became Kohen Gadol? We don't need a pasuk. We can derive the same halach from a Kal Vachem from the Melech. A Melech is very easy for a Melech to bring a special carbon. He does not need a Hira. Same Kal Vachem we had in the previous Gemara. Uma Melech, Valo Dmam, Dasi Shemeim, Pom Shigas Maisa, Imevi Al Koid Mais. He only needs a Shigas Maisa. He does not need Hilam Davar. And the halacha is
he doesn't need a hira, and
it's not coming from the past. Mashiach Kohen Gadol Shei Nevi. It's very difficult. Shei Nevi al Hilam Davar Im Shigas Maisa in Adin Shlo Yavi al Koid Mais. The Gemara says no, it's not a kal v'chomer. You know why? Loi, don't make the kal v'chomer. Im amar to Mishnah Nasi Shekin in Nevi Chatos in Mishnah Ova. Ah, now we're going back to the previous Mishnah. Do you know why? Do you Taku know why? That a melech is not going to bring a special carbon for a sin he did before he became melech, it's for the same reason why he does not bring a special carbon when he is demoted. You have a melech, and then he's demoted, and now he first does an avera. Does he bring a special carbon?
No.
They tell his zebizeh. But a kohen gadol who is demoted, and then does an avera, what was the Gemara's maskana? Al Chatasa, the previous Mishnah, he does bring a special. So maybe the Kohen, just like he brings for a sin that he does after, he'll bring a special
before.
That's why we need a special Mashiach. Maybe Chatasa Shalom Avar. Maybe Chatasa Mishnah Avar. Yavi Al Chatasa Tamaloymar. HaMashiach Yecheta. Chatak Shemashiach Mevi. Shuchedit Eina Mevi. Tanyami. That's where we stop over here. You're going to continue tomorrow from Tanyami Hachi. Okay? Tomorrow you're going to start from there. Okay? You on?
The reality is that I do have a tremendous crutch over here by having this article. That's the reality. So, as much as it looks like I'm at the top of my game without this.